You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
There's a new show premiering tonight on the USA Network. Alana, are you ready for real country?
I cannot wait for this show. Graham, welcome to the program this morning.
Come on. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Come on.
Come on. I like that.
Graham, you are the host of the new show, Real Country. Are you pumped?
Oh, man. To say I'm excited is an understatement. I feel like, one, I'm a fan of anytime these music shows come up and these competition or showcase shows give artists and newcomers a platform to share their art. I think it's a really cool thing. But Real Country has just found a way to do it in a unique way that is, one, severely entertaining and just a lot of fun. Like, it was just so cool to be a part of, and I was humbled that I got a chance to be associated in any capacity with Real Country, because I think once people get to see what Shania, Jake, and Travis brought to the stage, they're going to be blown away.
No, it's kind of a different type reality show than what we're used to seeing, because the contestants are already chosen, right?
Yeah, it's a showcase show, and one of the cool things about this show is there's not going to be any bad performances, because the panelists, Jake, Shania, and Travis, they went out and handpicked all their artists. So all of these artists have played 100 to 150 professional gigs all across the country, in honky-tonks and dive bars and colleges, festivals, fairs. They're ready to do their thing. All they needed was just an opportunity, and that's exactly what Real Country does. We give artists opportunities to share their craft with the world.
I appreciate that. You guys aren't banking on, like, the shock value of the bad auditions.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not judging it, to each his own, but I was so proud of every single artist that was on that show.
And really, it's kind of like a microcosm, if you will, of what the country music world is all about. People helping each other, from the big stars like Shania, you know, reaching down and saying, all right, come on, Tony Jackson, let's lift you up and let you be heard. Now, you guys are also going to have some other celebrities from Nashville making appearances throughout the season.
Yeah, we were really fortunate. And I think it's kind of a microcosm of what country music and definitely the city of Nashville is all about, helping others, kind of like trying to make sure that we put country music in the best light possible. But Kate Brown, Devin Dawson, legends like Wynonna and Trace Adkins, Big and Rich, I mean, they all come, and the conversations and the back and forth between the panelists and the artists and the contestants, I was just blessed and blown away by the talent level and how authentic and open all the judges and panelists were during the filming.
Real Country premiering tonight at 10 p.m. on the USA Network. And Alana, I got my money on Copper Chief.
That's a really fantastic name, too.
Copper Chief look like a bunch of badasses, and I think they came to play.
They came ready, rare to go, and I will say that you chose wisely.
Let's yes! Put it
that way. What? How does he do that every single time? Well, Graham, congratulations on the gig. It's great to see you doing well and having some success, and we cannot wait to see you with Shania, Jake, and Travis Tritt showing us the next stars of country music.
Thank you so much for your time. And again, I really appreciate you letting me come on the show.
The new Camel at 107.9.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.